long extension, take it into my room, and stretch out on my bed. I start to dial the number, then stop. I don't need to talk to Mom. She won't stay away long. She wouldn't. After all, she didn't take her old guitar and pearl necklace. She would have taken them for sure if she wasn't coming back. And if Mom does get a record deal, she'll send for me in a heartbeat. We'll travel around the country in her big bus that says Opalina Wilson and the Delta Boys, or whatever her backup group is. I'll count her money for her. I'll be her manager. I'll be the youngest manager in the history of country music, probably in the history of any kind of music. The Delta Boys will call me Tex. I close my eyes and watch the tail end of that big bus ride down Interstate 40 to towns where people crowd into concert arenas to hear Mom. My breaths even out with each billboard we pass. When I wake up, the clock on my nightstand reads 10 minutes past 10, and for a minute, I don't know if it's the same night or the next day. Outside my window, stars twinkle in a dark sky. I've been asleep for 3 hours. The pants I wore yesterday are slung across my chair, and Cal's letter from Wayne is poking out of the back pocket. I forgot to return it to Cal.